Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, September 26th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic. Leading off today, Apple has officially started manufacturing the iPhone 14 in India. The company confirmed this in a statement to TechCrunch. Notably, this marks the first time that Apple has started locally producing a new iPhone lineup in India in the same calendar year as its release. An Apple spokesperson said, quote, "We're excited to be manufacturing iPhone 14 in India," end quote. The units are being manufactured by Apple's longtime partner Foxconn, and the first locally produced iPhone units will go on sale in India later this year. Analysts expect Apple to begin the iPhone 14 manufacturing process in India at a slow rate for the fourth quarter of this year. JP Morgan analysts said that Apple and Foxconn hope to make around 1 million iPhone units per month in the country, which accounts for roughly 5% of the total iPhone production volume. Again, one of the more notable things about this announcement is the short time gap between the first launch of the iPhone 14 earlier this month and the start of production in India. Usually, Apple has waited until the following calendar year to start locally manufacturing the iPhone in India following its September release. As of right now, Apple is only producing the standard iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Plus models in India. The iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max are still being exclusively manufactured in China, reportedly because of the more advanced camera technology that those models use. Analysts and reports expect that Apple is aiming to manufacture 25% of iPhone units in India by 2025, which is yet another signal of the efforts by Apple to reduce its reliance on China. In other news today, Apple Pay Later was announced at WWDC in June as a way to let customers pay for Apple Pay purchases in installments, similar to other buy now, pay later services like Affirm. But despite the fact that Apple Pay Later was announced at WWDC and originally rumored to be introduced this year, it now seems that this service could be delayed to spring of 2023 with the release of iOS 16.4. According to a new report from Bloomberg, the reasoning for this delay is that Apple has run into significant technical and engineering challenges in its efforts to implement Apple Pay Later. When shown off at WWDC, Apple Pay Later integrated with the wallet app on your iPhone. It's expected to work with any online or in-store merchant where you can pay with Apple Pay, and you'll be given the option to spread that purchase into four equal payments over 6 weeks with zero interest and no fees of any kind. You'd then be able to view, track, and repay your Apple Pay Later payments in the wallet application, and of course, the feature would be exclusive to the United States for the time being. But again, because of these significant technical and engineering challenges, it's now looking like Apple Pay Later could be delayed until spring of next year, according to Bloomberg. We are sponsored this week by A-Logic and the company's new Clarity 4K UHD display monitor. This display monitor has a beautiful premium design, with the front of the display covered in glass, making images look so much more vivid. The panel is surrounded by thin and clean bezels, free of any distracting details, while the back of the monitor has a stylish silver finish. The 4K panel is exactly what you'd need to pair perfectly with your Mac or iPad, with bright colors and deeper blacks, thanks to its IPS technology and the glossy finish. The A-Logic Clarity 4K UHD is not just an external monitor, and it also functions as a USB hub so that users can connect other peripherals directly to it. The A-Logic Clarity 4K UHD display monitor is now available from the company's official online store, and you can check it out and get an A-Logic Iris webcam for free at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple's rumored October event might not happen after all. Also, according to Bloomberg, Apple might not have enough new product announcements for October to justify an actual keynote. Instead, it's possible that these new hardware announcements are made with press releases instead. This is something Apple has done in the past when it feels like the new products it is announcing don't warrant an actual event and instead can be properly announced with a press release. For instance, there was one year when Apple did a press release announcement for a new product virtually every day of the week. The products that Apple is expected to announce in October include updated versions of the Mac Mini with the M2 and M2 Pro chips inside, updated 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pros with the M2 Pro and M2 Max processors inside, and new versions of the 11-inch and 12.9-inch iPad Pros, also with the M2 chip inside. Bloomberg also adds that an update to the Apple TV set-top box with a new A14 chip and additional RAM inside is also getting closer to launch and could potentially come this year. But as for the highly anticipated new version of the Mac Pro with Apple Silicon inside, Bloomberg says that this is likely slated for a release sometime in 2023, not this fall. So with all of that in mind, it seems like Apple's plans for October and new product announcements aren't necessarily big enough to warrant an in-person or even virtual keynote. Instead, Bloomberg says it's more likely that these remaining 2022 products will be announced with press releases, updates to Apple's website, and briefings with select members of the press. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can follow along with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.